Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. This is Kate Romero, and we're on BBS Radio, and we have a very, very special guest this evening, Dee Wallace Stone. Dee Wallace Stone grew up in lower-income household in Kansas, where both parents worked and her grandparents filled in as caretaker, and that's my little teaser for before we have her come on the air and say hello herself. There's so much more about Dee that you're going to find out this evening and what she's been up to as a celebrity, as an acting coach, and as a healer and a force to be reckoned with in spiritual Hollywood and just globally, causing effects, a ripple effect all around the globe with the work that she's doing. It's very, very exciting. So hello, Dee.
Hello, everybody.
How are you tonight?
I'm just fabulous. Why not, huh?
Why not? Exactly. I like that. That's a good philosophy. So why don't you tell our listeners what your website is? I've sent out a large mass email to all of my contacts today saying what all of your information is. But if you'd like to say what it is for our listeners,
you can pull me up on dwallacestone.com.
Excellent.
And everything about my acting and what I'm doing and all the healing work that I'm doing, it's all there.
Yes. And you have a class that you do about once a month, right?
Yes.
Over at Spirit Works.
Correct.
And what do you call that class?
Well, we call it, you know, the daily or the monthly healing seminar. It really doesn't have a very fancy name to it. But it's really all about creating the life you want and why we're not doing it right now.
Right. And you use a certain kind of technique with people that's very, very successful. And do you want to tell us about that technique when it comes to the spiritual work?
Well, you know, we use kinesiology, which is muscle testing.
Yes.
And many of us work with a pendulum, which is just a telephone. And both those tools allow us to connect through our intention with God, the higher power source, you know, highest love, whatever your term is that you use. And we ask to be directed to the higher information so that people can get in touch with energetic blocks that are in their way that are keeping them from creating what they're saying that they want. And this work started about 6 years ago. You know, I have up until last week for 11 years had a very successful acting studio. And sometimes I think it was created really to help develop this healing work. And about 6 years ago, you know, I said, look, we're all doing the affirmations. We're all reading the right books. We're all living the right kind of life. And we're still not living the lives we want. We're not creating the things we want. And we're not really happy. And I want to know why. And as soon as I asked, you know, I received, and the information really just started pouring in. And so it's ever evolving as our consciousness evolves, the work evolves. But we're at a kind of a pinnacle point now where it's become quite easy for the masses to access.
Yes, we're at a critical mass for a huge consciousness shift, and I feel that the work you're doing, Dee, is and it's coming through you, and you have your way of doing it that's unlike any other I've seen. I've taken your class before, and I'm still feeling the benefits from it, and it was a year and a half ago already that I took it.
Well,
and
I
never forget it. And when I talk to our friend Dr. Harry Morgan Moses about what you do, we have lots of conversations about, you know, the way that you work with people and the way that you get the absolute truth from, you know, would it be fair to say back from the Akashic records even? You find out through the generations what's blocking them, what's stopping them, what they really mean, what they really want, just by doing this work?
Our intention and what we believe we do is that we connect with all energy that's ever existed on behalf of that person for all places, in all dimensions, for all times, which includes not only past life, but future life. Because we're all existing at the same time, theoretically, in our holograms. That's, as far as quantum physics goes, that's the favorite theory right now.
Right.
And the more work I do, the more that is substantiated.
Yes. And I've seen that when you are doing this work in your classes, your spiritual classes that you do once a month at Spirit Works, I've seen that you not only clear for the person's energy, you clear for the world. And
well, yes, because, you know, no man's an island.
Mm-hmm.
And when we heal ourselves, that energy that's healed goes back into the collective consciousness, the pool of that energy, and therefore it gets raised up also. And, you know, when we hit what the 100th monkey, which is a place of mass in the collective consciousness, then all of the collective consciousness gets raised up. So, you know, I'm very clear that if we want to heal all our world, we can't ever look outside of ourselves. We have to heal everything within ourselves first. If there's anybody that we have not forgiven, if there's any anger residue within us, jealousy, any kind of lower vibrational frequencies going on at all, we must address them because we continue putting that out into the swimming pool of negativity then.
I like the way you put that, the swimming pool of negativity. I have a way of saying that. That's a Katieism, and it's, if negativity is pollution and positivity is the solution, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the pollution. And that's so, so true because we are a collective consciousness. And what any one of us thinks about, we bring about not only for ourselves, but for the collective consciousness. So there really is a responsibility and an accountability towards every thought that we think about ourselves, first of all. And to be doing healing work like this, Dee, and have the status that you have as a celebrity in film and television, and the history that you have, and the fabulous bio that you have. And I don't know if you'd mind if I read that to our listeners, would you? Your bio?
Well, I wouldn't mind, but I really don't think that's what the hour's about, Katie, quite frankly. I mean, everybody knows it was a mom and E.T. They can pull me up if you want to. If you want to see my credits, pull me up on IMDb.
No, that's not what I'm about to read. I'm about to read about Kansas.
Oh, about Kansas, sure. Well, yeah, so that you know what I'm talking about.
Gives people a feeling of where you come from.
Absolutely. I mean, I've had a lot of tragedy that I could hold a lot of judgment and anger about in my life.
Yeah, and that's what I would like to share with listeners to show how they can overcome like you have.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so here's what I'll be reading. So I gave you a little taste of it in the beginning. Dee Wallace-Stone grew up in a lower-income household in Kansas where both parents worked and her grandparents filled in as caretaker. Her father was an alcoholic most of Dee's life. She remembers standing around in a circle with family members who were praying for Daddy and wondering what was happening. After years of his verbal and emotional abuse towards her mother, a string of lost jobs and poverty, and his final suicide, Dee now understood that prayer circle. Dee left her native Kansas City, Kansas in 1975 after teaching a year of high school and directing four plays. The day she landed in New York, Dee auditioned for Hal Prince and successfully made it to the finals. It was there she learned the value of singing lessons after humiliating rendition of Happy Birthday and proceeded to study vigorously. This paid off years later during a successful run in Annie Get Your Gun at the Starlight Theater in 1983. Stumbling into an open audition for the Milliken Show in New York City, Dee used her years of dance training and confidence as a ballet soloist to win a part in the multi-million dollar industrial with Gwen Verdon and Bobby Morse. Her professional career was off and running, and the rest is about your credits, which, as you said, people can look up on IMDb. But that's amazing. You've had quite a background, and I know there are many, many, many people in the entertainment industry and every single walk of life who have started out in just that way with families that were having hardships and there was a lot of misunderstanding. So I know for me, Dee, I come from that as well. And for me, failure or giving up wasn't an option. And the pain that I was in as a child, not understanding, being born a wide awake spiritual being into a lot of confusion and dysfunction myself, I was forced into enlightenment because, as I said, you know, the alternative wasn't an option for me, even at a very young age. So,
Well, I think, you know, that's kind of the whole point, is that we're given choice. We were given choice on purpose, and we can choose to keep defining ourselves as the victim that we have taken on from our history and our past, or we can choose to go, you know, shift happens, and shift happens to everybody, and I'm ready for my shift, my big shift, and I'm going to start redefining myself from this moment forward. Until you do that, until you stop pointing the finger at everybody else and turn the finger around only towards yourself, then you really cannot be in a place where you're creating your own life.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And when you're pointing your finger at somebody else, your thumb is pointing back at you.
Yeah.
Always. So it's funny you said that shift happens, because that has been something that I've been saying for the last month about consciousness shift and shift happens. I want to make it into a bumper sticker. Be very thought-provoking on the freeway.
Well, it's funny because in the workshop the other day, one of the ladies got up and said, shit happens, and then shift happens, and then shift happens. And it was just so great, you know. We just all really got it, that if mm-hmm. you let yourself shift into a higher vibrational place, then great shit happens.
It does.
And that's, we're all being called to, you know, to not identify anymore with this need and this commitment to bond as victims. You know, 9/11 is a really perfect example. And I want to preface this by saying I absolutely think we must live in honor and remembrance of the people that gave their lives that day. And we must not live in the negativity and the victimness and the, oh, we're never going to forget, and that whole dramatic thing that we get into, because ultimately we are creating focus on the very terrorist acts and energy that we do not want to create anymore. And I think that's the enigma for most of us, is that we think that we are focusing on the positive when we keep focused on the negative. When I went back to New York to do some workshops after that. In one window was, We Shall Overcome and United We Stand, right next to each other, two stickers. And I thought, well, therein is the problem, because We Shall Overcome is a lower vibrational victim place. United We Stand is a very strong, victorious place, and we're claiming what we want. And until we get very conscious and clear about the fact that we're focusing on what we don't want most of the time, we're going to keep creating more of what we don't want or canceling out the quantum movement in what we do want. My favorite analogy to all that is the Little Shop of Horrors, mm-hmm. you know, and the plant. And I keep saying, you know, if nobody had fed the plants, the darn thing would have just died. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't have eaten anybody, but we keep feeding that plant. We keep feeding that plant. And we look at it. And, like, for example, I want a smaller bottom, right? I mean, for those of us who can relate to that, or I want more money. Most of us go to, I don't want this big bottom, or I want more money equals I don't have enough money, and therein cancels out or diffuses the quantum leap creation of what you're wanting.
Yes, and so a lot of your work is based on the principles of the Book of Abraham, Ask and It Is Given, Esther and Jerry Hicks, the Law of Attraction, What the Bleep Do We Know, The Secret.
Katie, I think all of us are based on each other. All of us that are doing this new light work, mm-hmm. Around consciousness and quantum physics and bringing the two of them together, we're all saying the same thing.
Yes.
But we're just saying it in different ways so different people can get it.
And you know, the way you say it, it gets through to the psyche of the people who don't understand it by hearing it anywhere else. And the way I say it gets into the psyche of people who don't understand when they hear it from anywhere else.
Exactly.
So, yeah,
we're all doing the work.
Yeah,
we're all being called to do the work.
I just think
it goes way, you know, it goes way beyond thought, which is going to be, I hope, the work of my, or the name of my book that I'm in the final, I hope, rewrite for.
Uh-huh.
Because it really does go so much beyond thought. I mean, watching your thoughts and monitoring your thoughts and creating them as positive is absolutely a great place to start. But it's so much more about the vibrations and the frequencies, you know, that you're at. It's like tuning into a radio station. I think Abraham Hicks uses that analogy.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be happy, and happy is 101.5, you don't want to go to pissed off and angry, which is 134.
Yes.
On the dial.
Yeah.
You can't tune to pissed off and angry and get happy.
Right.
So it's what frequencies are you vibrating at, literally?
Yeah, you'll get an exact vibrational match back to that. So it's always best to reach for the next best feeling, the next best feeling until you go up the emotional scale to joy again. And we can actually, I think you would agree, when we find ourselves, I mean, awareness is half the solution. So when we find ourselves in a lower vibration, I mean, it creeps up on us. We're busy throughout the day. Shift happens, and the other stuff does too. And you find yourself just going, I don't feel so good all of a sudden. And a phone call will happen. You'll find you're a little short with that person. They're just being nice to you. And they're like, wait a minute, that doesn't feel right. That doesn't feel good. And then you start noticing that your vibration is low, and that's the time to reach for a better feeling and stalk your thoughts and ask yourself, what's the payoff in remaining to feel that way? What's the payoff? And, of course, there isn't any. So you can start to give it up and surrender, which is a slight shift from no to yes to whatever's going on in the environment.
Well, and therein, I think, lies another challenge, because, unfortunately, there is a payoff for a lot of people. There's a payoff for a lot of people to stay in the lower, poor me, look what the world did to me.
Yes.
Vibratory place. And unfortunately, that's the first step. They've got to look at their life. We've got to look at our lives and go, I don't want to be here anymore. I'm not going to be here anymore. I'm choosing to be there. Take me there. And that's the second thing, that the most prevalent thing in my work, is that we were given choice, and we have got to choose the higher, or direct the higher energy through our choice to deliver to us what we want. The word ask in Hebrew, one of the original meanings of it was claim or demand.
Mm-hmm.
So we've gone way far away from asking, you know, which is kind of pleading and help me and gee, if I'm worthy and gosh, if you think it's okay and all that, to I am directing you, Source, to create this for me now and bring it to me.
Yes.
And that's a big energetic shift there, and one that most people, a lot of people anyway, have a real difficulty shifting into. Because
they don't know it's an option.
Well, they don't know it's an option, and most of all, they've been told that that's not okay.
Right.
Who am I to direct the higher, you know, the higher force?
Who are you?
Who am I to direct God?
Yes.
Well, you know, and if you read any of the Saint Germain discourses or any of the I Am discourses, they literally say, you have to. You're not going to create if you don't direct.
Yes. And you have to surrender who you really are, which is pure God essence, and whatever that is for any person, you know, creator, source, higher self, whatever anyone wants to call it, it's all the same thing. It's all pure energy. And if we don't do it, nobody will do it for us. Nobody can, because we have free will.
That's right.
And not to take responsibility for the power that you are. And people go around feeling like victims, Dee, as we all know. I mean, gosh, I sure felt like one when I was little and couldn't say what I wanted for myself in my life. But I still set it in my mind, and I still directed my thoughts towards higher things, to I have everything I said I wanted then and more. But there are those who need victimizers in their life, because victim and martyr is all they know how to be, because they don't understand that there's a life outside of that. And so a radio show like this, having a guest like you on, having this conversation, to anybody who is listening, they're going to begin to awaken, because they're just sleepwalking, because they have been programmed through society, through unconscious people who simply were out of touch with their own true God essence, to believe that they are not powerful, that there is a fearsome God who will hurt them if they're bad, and they will die and go to hell if they don't behave. And I don't believe or ascribe to any of that. I believe that God is within each and every one of us, and all we have to do is look into our own eyes to see it. But we've been taught not to. So whoever's listening that hears something wonderful in what Dee is saying, allow yourself to believe it, and allow your heart to open up, and let your thoughts be filtered through your head to your heart before they come out of your mouth, because that's where the truth is. And
oh yeah, you can't find the truth in your mind.
No, it's got to be.
You've got to go into the creativity of who you are. Mm-hmm. You will never find the answer in your mind.
Nope, it's got to be filtered through your heart, and that's your higher self. And even, you know, Dee, I go to hear a lot of channelers, because I find it so intriguing and interesting, and the wisdom is amazing, and the frequency I sense and the energy I feel is, you know, makes my hair stand on end. And I find that they're saying everything that we're all saying on this wonderful awakening that the world is coming into. I mean, it's higher self speaking, and it's wonderful to have it more commonplace, to the point that now there's something called spiritual Hollywood. I mean, to have that, people like yourself in the entertainment industry making a difference through the work that you're doing, whether you talk about it on the set or whether you don't, your essence and your energy speak for you. And that makes a difference. You're being the change you want to see in the world, no matter what arena you're in.
And well, that's absolutely my intention and what I have been called to do. And sometimes that looks like a horror film, and sometimes that looks like a spiritual seminar.
Yes, absolutely.
You know?
And they coexist because of who you are. And, you know, there's a thing that I would like to contribute to the entertainment industry, and that's just to help people learn to trust themselves, because it's in losing that inner trust and that inner knowing that causes us to fall off our path. And like we said earlier, many just don't know it's an option to live any other way. And the excitement and the thrill and the uncaused joy that I experience when I watch somebody's eyes light up when they wake up is there's nothing better. There's nothing like it. And it just drives me and drives me to take it as far as I can take it. And what I want to do by September 2007, and I would love for you to be a guest for us, Dee. I'll just tell you what it is. I have a working title of Elevate Hollywood, and that is to have either the Ford Amphitheater or Staples Center or somewhere large enough but intimate enough to have a panel of our living luminaries and entertainment professionals like Jim Carrey, Diane Ladd, you yourself, and Neil Donald Walsh, Eckhart Tolle, you name it, the whole laundry list of our spiritual rock stars that we have right now that we're blessed with, just to come and speak to the entertainment industry and show them how a life with a spiritual path, with an awakening, with a framework of consciousness can absolutely bring them everything that they've ever wanted and so much more, because they're going about it coming from a place of strength rather than coming from a place of feeling like a victim of the system, or a victim of the odds, or a victim of...
Well, and a victim of the ego also.
That as well.
You know, because that's what we're all going through right now. We're being called to truly move into our higher power, our God power, knowing that we are the creative force. And there's a huge amount of fear in our energy systems, because whenever we've lived before Rome and Greece and Atlantis, and at some point my theory is that we raised ourselves so high technologically, as we are at the pinnacle of doing now, and we forgot that we just directed and the creative force created. So our egos took over, and once our egos took over, we stopped working in partnership with the creative force, and we went under and we died. And so there's this huge built-in energetic fear that we have, because we're all being called to make that big leap now in this lifetime to go, you know, we can create the world we want without giving over to our ego, and by remembering that we are in partnership so that we can live in miracles every day. And I think that's one of our biggest challenges now, is to get past the fear. As Nelson Mandela said, it's not our you know, it's our light, it's not our darkness that we're afraid of, it's our power that we're afraid of, because before our power became ego driven when it should have remained creatively driven.
Yes, and we're getting back to that, and I think Hollywood is a wonderful place to use as a tool.
Oh, well, we always have been, haven't we? We're probably the greatest healers in the world.
Yep. And
we allow people to feel when they can't, and
yep,
educate them when they wouldn't, and laugh when, you know, they're in despair. And I truly believe we healed more people with the film ET than, you know, many doctors in many lifetimes could ever reach.
Absolutely. Because it's all about feeling, isn't it? It's not what's going on, it's how you feel about it that creates your reality.
Absolutely. It's right? All about your vibration.
Absolutely. So I want to ask you a question, Dee. You work harder than anybody I know. No, really, you do. And I just want to acknowledge you and just say, you know, my divinity certainly recognizes your divinity. And I want to ask you a question. And the question is this. Do you believe you're hard on yourself?
Oh, I'm probably the hardest person on myself. That is definitely something that has been balanced a lot, a whole lot, since this work has started. And it's really moving into my strength about it right now. My acting studio has been up for 11 years, and last week was my last class.
Oh.
And it's because I knew that I needed more time for me. And that the purpose that I started the studio with has been completed and honored, and it was just time to move on, most of all because I needed to get back and honor me more. And that may sound selfish the way I'm saying it, but at the same time, I truly believe that my students now are going to go out and create their own careers in a much bigger way because the studio has been disbanded also.
Well, you're a leader who created leaders. You are a leader who will always create leaders, cause leaders.
Well, I sure hope so, because
I've met them.
I never intended for anybody to ever be dependent on me.
Good.
I tell my students all the time, surpass me. The student always has to surpass the master.
Yes.
That's your job.
Yes.
Your job is to take it beyond what I can even comprehend.
And I also believe, Dee, and thank you for that, and I couldn't agree more. I also believe that we chose even when we incarnated, we volunteered to come here to work out a karmic path to cause many, many things in this lifetime. And I believe that we incarnated knowing full well the family we would be born into, so that lessons could be learned and karmic paths could be worked out. And I believe we're here to master what our parents never did. And in that sense, anybody listening, if you just review your life right now and look at your own situation, you'll see that you have mastered that no matter what it is going on in your life. And that's what evolution is.
Yeah, absolutely. I say to my daughter, you know, look at me. I have some amazing attributes. I'm an amazing person in a lot of ways. And I've still got a lot of BS that, you know, I should be letting go of. And I'm telling you, honey, take the good stuff. And the other stuff, that's what you're here to recreate.
Yeah.
And I seriously mean that for us also. We cannot define ourselves anymore as the children of people who went through the war.
Right.
And who still own all the fears of there's not enough, or, you know, what if we don't have enough food? Or those are old fears. That's old energy. And we're the only ones that can recreate that in our world now.
Right. Well, let me ask you this, Dee. Something for our listeners would be a great gift if you would, spirit moves me to ask you this question. Many, many, many of us were brought up with the feeling that there's not enough. I know for myself that it was hard for me to break out of what the experience of my family was, which was there is not enough a great deal of the time. There was a loyalty I felt that if I break through that poverty level into a level of abundance, then am I betraying the family? I mean, people really go through that kind of thought process, even on a subconscious level, and they're not aware that they're not aware of it, but it does. It's a program that runs, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And so for the listeners out there that are coming from the consciousness of there's not enough because it's ingrained in them from childhood and they didn't know it was an option to think any other way, that are limiting the abundance and the prosperity that comes to them, which is their birthright. You know, true essence is love, joy, prosperity, freedom, happiness, and love. And that is our true nature. What would you say to the listeners right now about how to overcome that mindset that there's not enough? Because I can't tell you how often I see it with actors. And when I life coach people, that is the one thing that comes up. They just come against this big, giant brick wall of I'm not allowed to go past that. What would you say?
Well, I think the first thing is that we have to love ourselves first, which, again, is the first thing we're taught we can't do. And I'm talking about not in an egotistical way, but in the highest way. We are God. So when we say, I can't create enough, we're defining God as much less than it is.
Yes.
And which is not doing God a service whatsoever. So you have, it's like when you're on an airplane, put your mask on first and then take care of the people that you have to take care of.
Yes.
That's what you've got to do. And you've got to love yourself enough to know that you are worthy of everything that you want. And the other thing is, I mean, the analogy I use is, you don't think there's enough? Look around the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's people with mansions everywhere.
Yep.
There are people with boats. There are people that own planes. Don't tell me there's not enough. So the world has enough.
Yes.
It must be you that's creating not enough.
Yes.
In your own life.
Yes.
Because we know it's here.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's possible.
Yep.
So, you know, the big thing that's coming into a lot of us now is this whole thing about the nost and the knowing. And it hasn't been around for centuries and centuries, and it's where you have to create from.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I can do it over the radio, but if everybody would close their eyes and take a few deep breaths and literally go out of their body and connect with the energy up above them. And your intention is to really connect with the knower, the energy that knows. And we've all had experiences of it. Get out of your head, because you'll never get through your mind. For example, my knowing place is when they told me I would never have my daughter. I knew beyond a question of a doubt that I was going to have a baby, and it was going to be a girl. And 6 years of tests and 6 years of doctors telling me that it wasn't going to happen didn't matter, because I knew. Sometimes you go into a knowing place with a pet. A pet's a beautiful knowing place. Sometimes it's an amazing experience in nature. But there are times that we all have, and again, you cannot get there through your mind, so just ask your knower to drop it in. And it's a place of beyond hope, beyond thinking, beyond imagining. It's just knowing.
It's another dimension.
That is the place that you must create from. And most of us are trying to get there by creating stuff first,
mm-hmm.
and then waiting for the universe to show us whatever shows up, and then go, oh, well, I know I can do it now. And we're doing it backwards, guys. You've got to go to the place of knowing.
The
universe knows that you know, it will deliver all unto you.
Yes, and when I am demonstrating, which is my new word for manifesting, when I'm demonstrating, rather than ask for something, I give thanks for already having it, and it will show up. And when you're living your purpose, the universe will come and support that. It will send you everything you need. Every person that can help you will come, and the part where you need to get to is in your knowing place, so you can recognize them when they show up. And I can
exactly.
give you...
And it never looks like what you think it's going to look like.
Never does. And that's the fun part. It's such an exploration, and it's a discovery from moment to moment. But the thing that I could give an example, like you did, Dee, and your daughter's just a beautiful, gorgeous, wonderful girl, young woman. I was told that I would be paralyzed in 2 years, that I need to get my affairs in order. And I said, I'm a single mom. That's not fair. I'm too young. I can't. What do you mean? And the doctor said, as if she was asking me to pass the salt, you have spinal canal stenosis. It's crushing your spinal cord. You're going to be paralyzed from the neck down in 2 years. Get your affairs in order. And I said, I don't think I'm going to be paralyzed. No. So I started talking to every person that I could. And if I'd known you at the time, Dee, I would have come to you and asked the question. I want to do spiritual warfare on this. This can't happen. This won't happen. It's not meant to happen to me in my life. So I went to everybody I could. And then this one person who had a tattoo on his wrist that was very interesting. I said, what is that tattoo and where did you get it? And I never had a tattoo in my life up until that time. He said it's a Amanipanyong. Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
It's like the equivalent of the Lord's Prayer in Tibetan Sanskrit. And
wow.
I went to the tattoo artist on Sunset next to a Sunset strip club and saw and met a Buddhist priest who was a tattoo artist working incognito there, and he put one of those on my ankle. And I declared while he was putting that on my ankle that I would be healed from it, that I would attract the right circumstances to be healed. Well, 2 weeks later, I'm standing in my doctor's office about to be released to go get paralyzed because it was one of my final examinations with my x-rays. Standing in line with the receptionist, lots of people in line, I said to her, I said, Cheryl, you know, it's really not fair that I have to be paralyzed. I'm too young. I'm a single mom. It's just not fair. And then someone behind me said, who told you that? And I turned around and I looked up. There was a very handsome 6'6" man standing there. And he said, who told you that? And I said, well, the doctor in that office over there. He said, is that your x-rays in your hand? And I said, yes. He said, come with me. I went with him, and he put the x-rays up on the light, and he looked at them. He goes, oh, I can fix that. And I said, you can? And I looked down at my tattoo, which is still wrapped in plastic and hadn't healed yet. And I said, how can you fix that? He said, oh, I'm Dr. Robert Bray, Jr., head of Cedars-Sinai Spinal Disorders, and if your insurance won't cover this, if you have it, then I'll do it for free. And furthermore, I developed something called titanium plate fusion, and I can totally fix this. Well, on March 6th, year 2000, he fixed it, and I have a brand new body. And I look at that tattoo on my ankle every day, and I know that there's biology in belief. And I know that when you say something and your knower knows that it's done, it's law.
Right, and what that tattoo allowed you to do, Katie, is direct the energy.
Yes, it was a symbol.
You know, it right, which allowed you to go, I'm taking this into my creation.
Yes.
I'm doing something, I'm taking a step, and I'm believing in this, and that is directing.
Yes.
And unfortunately, you see, what happens is, unlike you, most people believe the doctors.
Yes.
And direct the energy from the doctor's limitations. And I want to say for all the doctors listening out there, I absolutely acknowledge the need and the beauty of interaction with physicians.
Mm-hmm.
And if we would all work together from a spiritual place, what the physicians do, if they have to do it, then would be magnified 100-fold successfully.
Yes. And can you imagine a world where all of our physicians are trained in medical school to know these principles and use these principles in their practice?
I can't imagine it, and it's happening more and more, actually.
I met a spiritual attorney the other day. What a conversation we had. That was
yeah.
So wonderful.
Isn't that an oxymoron?
Yes, as a matter of fact, but she's just delightful. If anybody wants to know her, she's Lisa Bonner. Look her up. She's just fabulous. And there's more and more I'm finding that even in the grocery store, I get to have fabulous conversations like this. And you know what Barbara Marx Hubbard would call this conversation, Dee? First, you
yeah.
know who she is, right?
Yes, of course.
Yes. She would call it supra-sex, S-U-P-R-A, supra-sex. And that, she said, is the most delightful, euphoric transference of energy that you can possibly get to. And it comes through creating a vortex of energy like we're creating here. And it's just, she's just such a giggle. She's 76 years old and has the soul of a teenager and the energy of an army. And what a remarkable woman. She's making such a difference. But that's what she would call what we're doing. It's creating an energetic vortex that the entire world can feel. And to be able to do this on the radio, excuse me, or do this on television or in film just causes ascension acceleration. And what a marvelous tool we've been blessed to have at our disposal to create.
That's right. And every time we raise our consciousness to a higher and higher level, we raise people that are still in lower consciousness by hundreds.
Oh, yes. And anytime, for you, let's say you, Dee, for instance, your frequency is so out there, I don't think you're even really aware of how highly tuned you are. I know when I'm in your presence, I feel, I mean, I get lightheaded because...
Oh my gosh, Katie.
But let me finish what I'm saying. It doesn't have anything to do with ego or your status or your celebrity or any of that. It has to do with your absolute heartfelt, soul-felt resonance of your belief system, and your frequency is off the charts. And when people are around people with a high frequency like that, it raises their own frequency, even if they don't exchange words.
Absolutely. And so just think again how we started this whole conversation. If we all heal ourselves to the point of raising our consciousness, how many other people we heal just by
the collective consciousness.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I believe what I would like to see happen is to, and Barbara Marks Hubbard and I were talking about this, it's a marvelous idea, is to put a peace room in the White House and make it be the vice president's job to see to it that the media reports only what's working in the world. And what's not working in the world, like natural disasters, things we need to know about just for our survival, of course we still talk about that, but the media just goes crazy like piranha feeding on a piece of flesh of any bad news to get it out there and cause alarm in all of us. And being that the collective consciousness focuses on what's not working in the world through the media, then we're having a lot more of what's not working in the world because it expands, because we're all
exactly focused. But it's our consciousness, Katie, that's creating the media. So again, we have to start with us.
Oh, totally.
Once we raise our consciousness to the place that we won't feed on the negativity, then the negativity will disperse and we won't focus so much on it.
Right.
But right now, we get off on, oh my God, poor us. We're still taking the vibrational ride of being the victim. And the first thing I say in my seminars is, which is interesting for an actress to say, is you want to heal yourself and raise your vibrations, turn off the TV.
I don't watch TV.
You cannot keep your vibration high unless you're exceptionally conscious.
Yeah.
When we do watch TV, because literally within an hour, you'll get 15 messages of what you're going to get, what you have to take after you get it, and how you're going to probably die from what you take.
Hey, have you ever noticed how during the news, the late night news, that's when you'll see the antidepressant commercials come on?
Well, what we do, what I have all my students and everybody do is if they watch TV, I just say, look, whenever the ads come on or whenever something negative is introduced, claim the I am.
Absolutely.
Balance the energy.
Yeah. Do you think it's an oxymoron to say these words, conscious media?
No, I think there is media that is very conscious.
This radio
and
show
I think
is
there
media.
Is consciousness that's built into the media, but again, the media is giving us what we vibrationally are asking for.
Right. So somebody has to start somewhere of being the first one to start shifting that.
Well, because if we quit buying the magazines, you know, that keep perpetuating all this,
yes,
then it'll be like the plant in Little Shop of Horrors and it'll just die.
Right. It's like the pain body. If you stop feeding the pain body, it will then transmute into something else that serves you.
Exactly.
Like Eckhart Tolle says in The Power of Now. Did you know that he's making a film?
No.
Yes. He's doing that with David Welch and John Rotz and Jim Carrey. And it won't be called The Power of Now, but it will be based on his book, and I'm so excited that's coming out. And Conversations with God is a fabulous film. Have you seen that yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
I just watched The Secret, but Conversations with God is pretty much my Bible. So.
So wait till you see the film, Dee. You're going to love it. At Agape, they turned 300 people away because
so many people
wanted to see it. And they had to bring in so many chairs, there were nowhere to put chairs. And they had it on three screens, and the sobbing in the audience was everywhere, and it was delightful. It didn't bother me at all that I, couldn't hear the film completely. I mean, it was such a beautiful experience. It was so nicely well done.
Well, and I'll look forward to testing it.
Yeah, it's a great, great film, and I hope everyone will see it. It opens in wide release on October 27th, and we're having Neil Donald Walsh, Stephen Simon, and Eric De La Barre as our guest on Spiritual Hollywood on the 26th.
Lovely.
Yeah, so that's going to be an exciting show as well. And, you know, I just would love for the listeners to know when your next seminar is, Dee, or if you have one planned, and will they be a regular ongoing thing that they can just check in on your website and find out?
Yes, thank you for asking, Katie. we have had one every month up until now, and we had planned to have one in November. I just booked two films, which is a testament to the work again, and just finished Without a Trace.
What?
So if you could kindly please keep checking my website, as soon as we know when the next one is, it will be posted there.
Wonderful.
And I'll let you know. You can announce it, maybe.
Are you able, and I will, are you able to, Dee, tell us what films? Are you able to talk about it?
One of them, we're still in negotiations. The other film is called American Primitive, and it's a lovely story about relationships and human nature and how we judge each other by labels and not by who we really are.
Now look at that. That sounds just like it's right up our alley.
Doesn't it though?
It sure does. Wonderful. Hey, Dee, while I have you on the phone, and we've got 9 minutes I think left, my client Sherry Goldner is going to have knee surgery coming up here real soon, and I want her to have a full recovery. What could you say to her to help her internally and help her know or know how that's all going to turn out? She's got the best specialist in the world that works on athletes, but I really want to just say something to her tonight, and anything that you could, whatever.
No, I would direct her to go to that place where she knows, to find out that place, whether it's, I don't know, on a beach or with her child or with a pet or wherever it is. If she gets quiet and asks to be directed there, she'll find it.
Right.
And then ask her, know her, what it knows about her recovery.
Wonderful.
Ask her what it, you know, what that higher part of her that is God really does know.
Yes.
About her recovery.
That's wonderful. It's beautiful.
And then I would, from that place, direct source, okay, consciously, to create from that place of knowing a full, joyous, easy, effortless recovery, and I am claiming perfect health.
Absolutely, and so be it, so it is. And I want to ask you this real quick. I have a very, very, very close friend who's an agent I work with, and her brother is suffering from cancer, and it's very hard for the family to come to terms with it. And if you could say anything to her right now to help the family help the brother in what he's going through, what would
him well. See him well and help him see himself well.
Yes, that's
help exactly. Him not go into the vibrations that the doctors and the chemo and everything wants to take him in.
Yes.
Laugh a lot. Go to comedies, and again, direct the creative force. Whatever it is energetically in my frequency that created me having to have this or attracting this to me or feeling like I need this to learn from, whatever that is, I am directing you, God, to balance this frequency now. And I am claiming, I'm letting it go, and I am claiming perfect health. And if he can live, truly live in that place of knowing, it's going to give him a lot of peace.
Wonderful. Thank you for saying that and for sharing that. That was totally from spirit. Dee, would you mind telling our listeners how they can get on an email list to be notified when you're having your seminars?
Yes, you can email me at Toto, T-O-T-O-E-N-T, at AOL. and just say, please put me on, you know, the list for the healing seminars.
Wonderful.
And leave your website. We're inundated with mail, obviously, Katie, as you know.
Yes.
So please know that I will get the email. You will be on the list, and you'll be notified as soon as we have another one scheduled.
Yes, and also for anyone who doesn't hear back from Dee right away, you can send it to me. And I think this is our time, if I'm not mistaken. Don, are you there? Or do we have a caller?
We have a caller.
Oh, wonderful. Excellent. Anybody there?
Yeah, Katie, it's Sherry.
Hi.
And I'm listening and I'm crying.
Aww.
And I want to
Sherry
thank
Goldner,
you.
The one that you just did that wonderful little treatment for.
Oh, Sherry, how lovely that you're calling in.
That's great. I'm
and
so glad you heard that.
Of course I did. And I'm going to hug my little Jake, my little doggy.
Yeah, that's right. Because
and I'm
animals
gonna,
are very, very healing.
And I'm going to take all of the advice, and I know it'll be okay.
Yes, it's done. It's done, honey.
Thank
it's
you so
done,
much.
And you just keep claiming and directing that it is, sweetheart.
Yes.
Okay, thank
confident.
You so much,
yes.
Dee.
Wonderful.
All right, I send you lots of love and light.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Dee, I know why your email address is Toto now, because you're from Kansas.
That's right, baby. We're not in Kansas anymore, though, are we?
No, we sure are not. But you know what? A great place to come from.
You bet.
I want to thank you so, so much, Dee, for being my very esteemed guest this evening, and the wonderful, heartfelt person that you are, and the human that you are, to me, speaks louder than any celebrity you have, even though you've earned that through everything you've been through, and it is your calling. And people like you need to be a celebrity so that we can get the message. And
oh,
I just want to thank
right
you.
Back at you, sweetheart.
Thank you. And I want to thank you for following your heart, living your purpose, and being the shining light that you are. And I want everybody to tune in next week when we will have as our guest David Lawrence and Lily von Stupp from The David Lawrence Show, which is a Sirius Satellite Channel 102. They'll be my guests on next Tuesday. And until then, everybody have a fabulous week. This is Kate Romero. My website is www.guardianangelmanagement.com, all spelled out, no spaces, in case you're curious to see what's going on in Guardian Angel Land. And we will see you next week. Until then, keep loving each other, and it all starts within. If you don't go within, you're going to go without. Right, Dee?
You bet. Create your life now.
Absolutely. Have a great week, Dee.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Katie. Bye.
Bye.